I had a black person moment. I had myself on mute. Shout out to that. All right, well, everyone, welcome to Life at Death Live. We're about to bring you guys a very hot show, as we always do every week, Monday and Wednesday. And, yeah, man, prepare yourself for another crazy hour. Today is the three P's. What are the three P's? We got Pies, Paris, and Punk. What's Punk? You're going to find out when you come back. But you listen to Life at Death Live, and we got a special guest that'll be checking in. My girl, Queen Size Barbie, in the building. All right, so we'll be back after this. You listen to Life at Death Live. Get them too deep. Let them know how we do it.
Dust Body Radio. Life at the Dust. Wishing in the bottle, this is life after dust. Music was with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust. By the radio, the come up is a must. Must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Yeah. All right. Well, everyone, welcome to Life After Dust Live. Again, I am your host, Steady J. Got the three P's for y'all today. What are the three P's, you say? And yes, I'm sorry, y'all got quit hanging up so quick. I was got put in the intro first. I know who y'all are. So, yes, you call me again, I'm going to let you in. Yes, so the three P's for today are patty, pies. That's going to be four P's. There's pies, Paris, and punks. Again, the three P's today are Pies, Paris, and Punk. What is that about? That's basically, you know, the Patti LaBelle Pies that took, you know, has been taken over by Storm this weekend. That's for Pies. For Paris, a devastating attack that happened over in Paris and other places, which I will be mentioning as well, but I will try to stick with my P's. And then the other P is for punks. Now, why is that P for punk? Because Ronda Rousey got her behind punks. That's what happens when you come in there, you come to the ring, you walk around, you talk out as well as everybody else, and then you get your ass whooped. Or, as we said, the third P, punks. You got your behind punks. I thought Ashton Kutcher was in Danny Ring because he got you behind beat down so bad. So I didn't know what to do. So hold on.
And conversely, the Iraqi army is not. And so the Iraqi government has essentially come to rely on it. Not the Iraqi army.
It's Shia militia. Never mind. It's something like that. There we go. All right, people, it's a one-man show, so hey, when you don't hang up so quick, and I'm trying to answer the line. There we go. All right, what's up, Queen Size Barbie?
Hey, everybody.
What's good? As a reminder, you know, before I let you give yourself a big introduction, I'm going to remind, let you know what you walked into. You got the three P's. Pies, Pies, Paris, and Punk. So, yeah,
okay.
So you know, just like that's what they do when they do in church, they got a sermon. That's our three talking points. Well, there's a lot more talking points today besides that. But that's just the icing on the cake or the ice on the pie, whatever you want to say. But
I hope don't just know icing on pie. What the hell?
I don't know. You know, it depends. Some people, it depends on who's cooking. Unfortunately,
that's the wrong kind of pie.
Some of these children. I know the pies were cooked, but damn it, put it in the damn oven. They eat it at the box. Like, I know you can wait 10 minutes. If my big behind can wait 10 minutes, I know y'all can wait 10 minutes.
They're eating
the pie. Come on, man. Out the box, really? Hang it. They're taking those back. I guess you know what? There's four peas a day because I'm plus size, or as you change it, I like it. I like that better. Queen size. Let everybody know who you are and what made you get into this industry, because this is a crazy industry to jump into.
I am Giselle London, the queen size Barbie. I gimmicked myself that name. It has nothing to do with my size.
But it has everything to do with my personality.
Ah, see, I like that. Deeper meaning names.
Right. My personality is very clean. It's very over the top. It is everything royal. So once people get to know me, they understand that, you know, I'm larger than life. And it has nothing to do with my physical appearance. Now, mind you, I'm a very curvy, very sexy, very alluring and appealing BBW. And I model, and I've been doing this for over 10 years now. And I stopped necessarily doing the modeling and started opening up my own business, which is Demolicious Brand Consulting. And I work with artist development. I work with models on their runway walk. I work with everybody that's in the business. If you have anything to do with fashion, runway, or even just artist development, 9 out of 10 times I have, you know, worked with you. You may not even know who I am at that time. It's always the aftermath, because my slogan is bosses walk in silence. So I'm like making all these moves, and I just decided recently that I was going to come off the runway and start to double into a lot of my other talents, which is radio, TV, doing those mediums with my hosting and various projects there. I can't be here long without giving a shout out to Greg Hall, a.k.a. G Money, from Big Time Network. I recently have become a part of their staff, radio show Exposé, which will start November the 28th. We're going to be doing a really big campaign on domestic violence. We'll have Melissa Holmes from Love Shouldn't Hurt. And we're going to talk about some things. I've actually had an abuser to hit me up, and is going to come on the show and talk about his perspective and, you know, what actually prompted him to stop the abuse. So it's going to be an interesting thing, but you know, I've been doing this for a while. This is not my first rodeo. I've just been, you know, almost everywhere, from music to modeling to hosting to all kind of things. So now I'm just making all the dots connect with Exposé. So that's where I'm with. So that's, you know, at with that.
You know what I want to commend you at? Something I don't see people really do. You're taking to another degree of having an abuser on your show. And I think that, because everybody, you know, whenever they go about this, they only go on one side of the spectrum, and don't allow us to, because they want you to, because they think that if you focus on both sides, that's going to take away the focus. But no, I think it's important to get inside the heads of who have stepped into domestic violence situations and see how they have grown. And I like the fact that you took a stance to you know, embrace both sides and talk about it. So that's, I like to commend you on it.
Well, I wanted, thank you. I wanted to ensure that the conversation is going to be fruitful, meaning that something positive is going to be born from it. I don't want it to be a bash session on this person, because in order to resolve an issue, you have to first understand where it came from, why does it exist, what makes them that angry, and what prompted this person to stop.
Exactly, and I like that. I like people who don't. With people, especially on like when you go to like social media, everyone's always arguing left or right. But people, if you don't completely agree with them, they don't want you on commenting. And I think that's a flaw. If you're gonna put something that's controversial up, do you expect somebody that won't agree if you didn't comment?
Right. Right.
So, yes.
I definitely agree. I'm taking more so of an Oprah approach. I tell people I'm going to be the next Oprah figure. I want to be able to, and that's a part of expose. Expose gets to the heart of people. A lot of times you do interviews with artists, different kind of people, and you see them on the outside, but you don't really know who they are. So I want to get to the heart of individuals and expose the truth about several issues to the world.
Was definitely. I like that.
So I hope you're ready, Shadi, because you're gonna be on Expose.
Oh, really? I know you. There's no problem. I can't wait because I want to hear. I like the approach of having multiple sides to a discussion. Because again, like you said, in order for it to happen. Now I will say this. Like you said, a bunch of uncivilized nonsense is not going to solve nothing, because I don't mind people, like when some of these people who are not of color, and we talk about issues not of color, if they bring a constructive way of talking about it on here, I'll open the conversation. But open up my line and then saying nigga and trying to be racist the whole time is not constructive. Which, that's a sad part why I don't really open my phone lines, because I deal with that so often. But I be telling these people, I do know those account as listens too. So feel right ahead and keep wasting your time calling.
Right. Is this, it's one of those things when you're dealing with the public, you just never know what you're going to get. And I was just fortunate to come across this person. It's going to be a very insightful show. It's going to be some things that I'm not going to say right now. But it's going to be some surprises. People are going to be really shocked by this show. They're going to be really blessed by this show. And I think that walking away from it is going to resolve some immediate issues. It's going to get some people some help. And it's going to overall just be a good, informative, and entertaining show. So I thank Big Time Network for allowing me to grace their network with that type of platform. Because it's going to be one that is going to be very different from what you hear on radio now.
Awesome. Well, I want to definitely get into, now if I want to add another P, today I feel like being very petty, but that's another P, being petty, because I just can't another P, penis. And where is that? Why is it penis? Because we're going to, because this Caitlyn Jenner thing, yes, it never ends. As long as this continues to go on, I'm going to continue to speak out, and people just get over it.
Right. You really don't want to hear my commentary on that. But then again, you might. Bruce Jenner changing his sexuality was very interesting to me. And I mean, I'm really not more so interested in him changing his sexuality, because that's fine. You do whatever you want to do with your own body. But winning or even being nominated for Woman of the Year, that bothers me.
No, here's my thing. This is what I got from people. I came across and someone was ranting today and saying he didn't win. People are complaining about Woman of the Year. It's ironic this came up because it came out my news feed on the Woman of the Year, which by the way, she actually won the Transgender Champion Award at the Woman of the Year award ceremony. Now, here's where I got to stop the bullshit, because let's just sit back and stop being full of bullshit. Let me remind you that the people who was giving up their award, they never once acknowledged it as a Transgender Champion Award. They announced Women of the Year Award. They never called it the Transgender Champion Award. They decided to do that after the awards, but they let the stories get out saying Woman of the Year. That's on them. So before someone calls people ignorant, how about you go read what the actual people that put out said before these so-called awards happened? But, all right.
It's very controversial, because how do you expect women that were born women all their lives, who have become pioneers into the world to do certain things, how do you think they feel?
And, I mean, this is my whole thing of, and I know people are like, well, this is great for the transgender community or whatnot, but it's not the problem. Like, my whole thing was this. Bruce, Caitlyn Jenner, I'm Caitlyn. Caitlyn Jenner, she is who she is now, according to her and according how she wants to be identified. Okay, that's one thing. But, the thing is, I can't take it, because of everything that the Kardashians do is always about publicity. It's kind of hard to be sympathetic to what's going on, because you never know. Everything they do is a goddamn media stunt. And with this, all of a sudden you get the big 2020 interview. You get this BS with that flop of a reality show that ain't nobody really watch, I Am Kate. I turned that show for 5 minutes. I was like, this made the TV, how? I mean, then you got all the kind of crap. I mean, you got ESPN gets the freaking Arthur Ashe Award. I mean, this is just out of hand. Like,
right.
I understand the LGBT community. We're trying too hard to push, to push the agenda. Like, okay, well, gay people are being recognized. Here's my thing. People say they were insane, but the LGBT community got way more rights than black people do. I know people don't want to hear that, but that's how it is.
Let me tell you something. If that cultural community wants to make a stance, put Michael Sands on a team.
Well, here's the thing. He sucked at a professional level. The thing is, nobody wants to admit that. A dude was playing in Canada and he decided to quit. That was on him. They didn't release him. He quit. So y'all tell me who the problem is. Like, I know they want to keep trying to push his agenda and say, well, they're discriminated against him because he's gay. No. I'm tired of hearing that excuse. No, it was because he couldn't play. And I just hate the fact that ironically he couldn't play and ironically he was gay, because now you have to keep tying those two together. It's out of hand. Like, if you suck, you suck. He sucks in more ways than one, but if you suck, you suck. So, Hey, I'm just talking about how I see it. How I see it.
Oh, wow. Oh. So what's the next, what's on the next thing? What's the next P?
The next P is Patty LaBelle's pies. Lord Jesus, it was fire. Yes, them pies. Them pies, man, I was thinking about them pies all freaking day.
Let me tell you, I was on the phone with a friend of mine, and we were talking, and he was like, yeah, have you heard about these pies? And I was like, yeah, everybody keeps talking about these Patty LaBelle pies. And I was like, let's go get the pie. Like, let's go get it today. So we got the pie at the same time. And it was so crazy because Walmart had this display, and they had, like, the Patty LaBelle pies in the front.
Yes.
And on the side, they had like apple pies and all different sorts of flavored pies. And so I'm thinking, oh, so it's more than just a sweet potato pie. It's an apple pie, a blackberry cobbler, a peach cobbler. But no, it wasn't. That was Walmart.
No, that was them trying to throw you off so you won't eat up, so you won't get out of goddamn pies. They were trying to throw us off or throw the other ones up there to try to, you know, curve us a little bit.
Yes. So I get the pie, and I get home. Mm-hmm. Of course, I read the instructions. On the back of it, it says you can heat, you can put it in the oven. So I put mine in the oven for like 10 minutes. And that's just, you know, just to get it warm, because they say it's already cooked. And I slice it and I eat it, and I'm like, wow. This is a good pie.
Hold on. So, wait, so you say this is a good pie. It makes sure you and concurrence that that's a good pie.
I concur. It's a good, it's not Big Mama's pie. It's not Mama's pie. It ain't even my pie. I'm gonna say that.
Y'all been killing me, man. Y'all been killing me because y'all start to like. That's what part of the debate is in that.
Let me tell you why.
People are complaining. And my dad is a chef, so I understand. I understand perfectly. Like, I know real food, and I like. And yes, I mean, come on. I mean, because some of these people, you know. It's just fun to laugh at them. So many people are so in their feelings. And they make it seem like you talking about their grandmama or auntie pies suck compared to Patty's. No, people, like, use some common sense. Like, okay, so I'm going to use a different example of a non-black-owned company that I don't see nobody complain about. Okay, so let's say your grandmama or your auntie know how to make cheesecake. Well, obviously everybody raving about Cheesecake Factory, and ain't nobody sitting around hating on them. So it's the same thing here. People love some goddamn Patty LaBelle pie. Let them know they pie, man.
It's a good pie. It's a good commercial pie. That's the best commercial pie that's out there.
Yes.
There's no other commercial pie than that pie.
I put a poll on Instagram, and you know I know how people are. People are slow. They're gonna be putting up comments after the show. I know how they do it, but I did get one person shout out to Cool Breeze 25. Big ups to you. The poll question was, who has better pie, Edwards pumpkin pie or Patty LaBelle sweet potato pie? Well, we got a vote in. Patty LaBelle sweet potato pie is winning. So there you go.
Yeah, that's a good ass pie. I'm not gonna lie, it's a very good pie.
I've gotten other pies like from the grocery store, and it'd be underwhelming. But like, if you want dessert, and that's the only thing around. You're like, all right, you know, I'm gonna eat it. That's the kind of pie, you can taste. Like, Patty LaBelle pie, I will purposely go look for it. Like, that's how good it is.
Oh,
and it's not just, I know people are going to clown because we was on the videos acting a fool. I know I was. I made about 5 or 6 videos clowning, acting a fool about them pies. But that pie is good. Like I'm about to, you know, and like I told people, you know, because people want to hate again. People want to hate because of us paying a bill and think we just being high, on the hype. But let me remind people, I didn't get this big for not knowing how good food tastes. So when I tell you food tastes good, take my damn advice. Like, you know what? That dude might know what he's talking about.
Let me tell you, my kids, they wanted some pie, but it was like really too late. I don't like them to eat stuff really sweet at night. And so I said, well, y'all eat the pie in the morning. I get up the next day, it's like fingers in the pie. Like, you can see the traces of someone's hand in the pie.
Oh,
they had eaten all the pie. So I'm
ridiculous.
Like, I
should have
got 2 pies.
Yeah, you were in there looking at the over the bachelor.
What
is this
way? What's crazy is the memes that you see about the Patti LaBelle pies.
Oh yes, I'm the meme. If you didn't know already, I've heard recognize you're talking to the meme king. I come at the memes. I have memes all day. I do not stop. There's one
think?
I said about Ronda Rousey. And my meme says, when you eat the last piece of patty pie, and got pictures of her right when she get her behind, clock in the face, in the ring with Holly Holm, Mahomes, whatever. Yeah.
Mm.
So I want to just say shout out to Ronda Rousey for, you know, talking that trash, which that was with other people's for a punk. You got your behind punk for eating that patty pie. Next time, think before you do. We got, of course, we talked about this on the show on Big Time Radio yesterday. We actually, on Time to Shine, we talked about this. It actually made a picture
for
it. Ruben Studdard chicken wings. We got that. We got Rachel Dolezal's pumpkin pie. This one I thought was hilarious. I came across it on this morning on Instagram. I shared it. And it was one. It was called. It's the Struggle Cuisine. It's by the Struggle Cuisine, and it is hot dogs and pork and beans by Keisha Cole. Hot dogs and pork and beans casserole. I need y'all to, man. Why y'all got to come for Keisha Cole, man? She didn't actually be putting this. Keisha Cole, I'm sorry. Vivica A. Fox, I'm sorry that you got Vivica Vinaigrette. I'm sorry.
Did you see the one with Gladys Knight on it?
Yes, Love Everlade Milk.
Yeah. She was like, Patty did what with my recipe?
Yeah, they were seriously tight. Oh, these was going in. They were not stopping. They had more and more to go as the day progressed. That's the thing. Like, people in. Are they able to say the power of the black dollar? It keeps getting shown every day. Like, between our comedic responses, they lead to people buying things or whatever. It is what it is. And four people keep saying that it's only black people buying it. I saw white folks buying it. My mom, she saw some white folks buying it. I seen pictures of them buying it. They trying to get some of that power, too. You know, it's niggas on a pie. It is.
It's a good pie.
Dang it.
It is a good pie, I must say. I would buy another pie. I'm waiting on her to come out with that blackberry cobbler she used to make Dwayne on A Different World.
Oh, you know what? She got some. Now, here's a crazy because you know, once she got some good food, I'm going to go in the hunt and see. Do you got something else coming up? So I didn't notice, and hey, if I'm ignorant, didn't know, that's. I'm sorry, people, but hey, I went and did my research. Apparently, she has a cooking show on the Food Network or whatever, and she has other recipes. She has recipes, and she even got her own barbecue sauce on her website. I'm like, damn, Patty, you ain't tell me you was that damn good.
When she was diagnosed with diabetes, she has a book for diabetics. And it's a very good book with some awesome recipes in it. I mean, she's always been known to be a cook other than a finger on the background. Like, when she would be on tour, she would always go and cook for the crew. So she's always been a cook. I mean, this is just something to keep her longevity going, which I don't blame her.
Oh, she came to my show. She went to my I was there, actually. Awesome part. She came to my college and was speaking and whatnot. So big ups to her for doing that. It was good to see her live and like, dang it, like she's speaking them. Like, that's pretty dope. Like Patti LaBelle and some people didn't realize the hype. You know, this is 27 person being excited about Patti LaBelle coming to your college to speak. This is Patti LaBelle. The same way people said, the same way, Julie, you suck for that. The way she said, the same way she said, it's just pie. Let me come for Patty, man. Patty, okay, y'all give me my feelings about Patty.
Calm down.
Yeah,
calm
it don't take much to get me started. Don't get me started. All right, now. All right, so man, here's my great question for you. I definitely want you to answer. And this goes back to punk, even though I use it for Ronda Rousey, I want to use this for the industry, like what you see. What's some of the most annoying things that you see in the industry that needs to change? Because it's a lot of stuff that I just don't understand the way people's minds are set up. And they priorities are screwed. I mean, really mess up the game for everybody.
When you say the industry, which industry are you speaking about?
I'm speaking of the entertainment industry at large, both modeling and music, because it's kind of, hand in hand, because it's kind of sort of the same efforts happening in both.
Okay. Well, I think the principal thing that needs to be changed is people need to realize being themselves is the number one marketing tool.
Yes.
A lot of people that are successful because not because they are pretending to be someone else, it's because they're being just themselves. And being just yourself, whether it's if you're funny or, you know, you have a unique look or you have a signature pose or you have this amazing voice for radio or whatever, just being yourself can get you a long way. That's a lot. Like, our industry is so vain, and it's sad because so many people, it's very hard to do what we do. A lot of people think that what we do on radio, TV, modeling, they think what we do is very easy. They think, oh, well, I can just, you know, I could do that.
Yes, number one problem.
And some people can, and it's very difficult. It is very, very difficult to do what we do. It takes a lot of hard work. The one thing I want people to know, other than everything I just said, was your dreams. It's okay to dream. It's okay to have a dream. It's okay to walk into your dream. It's okay to have faith with your dream. But you also have to have a job to fund those dreams. Or you have to have someone that is willing to provide that funding aspect. A lot of people don't know that many successful people before they became successful were on food stamps. They were homeless. They lived in their car. They did all these things because they had that drive to sacrifice everything they have in order to make that dream into a reality. A lot of
I'm not going to back you up on this. You said a point about people think it's easy, and I'm going to tell you why. And it's a gift and a curse. what they don't understand is why it looks easy is because once you are starting to master something and you're being consistent in what you're doing, of course it's going to look easy. That's you know, the person knows what the heck they're doing and is experienced in what they're doing and has a passion for it because they make it look easy. Stop thinking because we do these shows every week and every day and we're so down to earth that means that you can just jump in and do this. Like, to make a really good, successful show, it takes a whole lot. I know I clown or something out here, but it takes a lot out of you to handle it. So the thing is, you got to separate yourself. What's going to make your stuff different from everybody else? And it goes back to the point you said earlier. Be yourself. Don't try to be Greg's show. Don't try to be my show. Don't try to be Queen's show. No, don't try to be any of us. Just be you. Because when you try to be another show too hard, people are going to peep that right away.
Right. Exactly. That's what I was saying last night, you know, and this is how I ended up on this illustrious show. I do what I call a queen move.
Yeah, you been bombarded right into this. Yeah, I didn't even say that. Yeah, she bombarded. Like, I was like, you know, because I know how I do, man. Sometimes I be, you know, I'm going to the show, and I know I'm really good at winging it. Her behind, and last night on Time to Shine, she decided she going to invite herself on the show. Like, okay, I get it.
You have to be so hungry for it that you're willing to devour whatever it takes in order to get to that next level. Because had I been a shy person or a passive person, that opportunity would have missed me and I wouldn't be here. But I'm here.
True. But you know what, too? Here's my thing. And this is what the difference is. It's not just you being queen. It's, you know, and this kind of goes into you being queen, is you actually are going to be an entertaining guest. Like, anybody just coming in just thinking they just bombard and say, hey, I'm going to be on your show. You know, if I don't already see, you know, if we don't have that built-up support system already, I would just say, hey, let me have you on the show and wait. And just shout out to Greg, because Greg is another piece of puzzle. He threw the ladder to let people say, hey, put her on the show. You know, she's going to be a good guest. And he kind of threw it out there and they helped you get on here. And that's just what it is. A boss move, here's the key thing about boss moves. It's not just about you by yourself. It's about, do you have a solid circle that's going to support your boss moves?
Right.
And you got a solid circle, things happen. So that's what I like, man. Good people be in your circle and be able to help you. And the thing is, again, you are pretty entertaining. I was going to turn it down because I'm like, you know what? I was just going to wing it tomorrow. I had no problem doing that. But if it's a good guest, I will let them on. There's people that hit me up every day. I won't be in the show. Or they want a second. They want to come on the show again. And I'm like, man, you didn't promote it the first time. That damn show was boring as hell. Like, and the thing is, I hate people trying to come on the show and they don't really got nothing to talk about. Like, what are we going to talk about? Like, you're not going to be entertaining. I got to draw the dang stuff out of you. Like with you, you jump into the jump rope without me having to say, I ain't jump now. Like, you jump to the jump rope without me having to tell you to jump.
Well, radio, I think, is like the hardest medium it is because you have to use your voice in order to entertain. You can't use your hands. You can't use tricks. You have to use your voice in order to get that. And it takes the inflection in your voice. It takes interesting dialogue and conversation. It takes knowing when to come in, when to come out. It is a very difficult thing to get into, but I've done radio.
I got a question for you. When you're talking about radio or when you're talking about sexual orientation, you just said when to come in, when to come out.
There you go. Who wants to be with a man that jumps in and jumps out? Not me, not Queen. No, you have to lay up in there. What you talking about? You got to stay in there for a while. No.
Just at the party bar, you got to let it simmer a little bit.
I'm crossing you off the list, Teddy, already. Look.
Because she played me. Don't do me. Like, people don't understand that, man. And the thing is, I think what really makes you a great radio host, these are things that make yourself a great radio host. Can you be entertaining, but also are you great at, you know, using your power of radio, your power of your voice, to speak for others who can't speak?
Right.
And some people, and that's what people like Greg and yourself are doing, and my boy Renato are doing. Like, there's a lot of people out there that's doing that, and that's what we need. And shout out to my dad, too, because my dad, he does a show. I mean, he does a show. It goes to helping, you know, black business every week. It's called Black Wall Street Radio. Like, you can't beat that. So,
wow.
If you're not empowering people as well as entertaining, then you're not the full package. I mean, sometimes somebody could be specialist, but can you be a general on what you're doing?
Exactly. That's a very good point. So many people, they just want to get in and they want to. They just think it's fun to do. And then you have some people that come on, and that's another thing that, you know, expose. I want to make sure that it had a purpose. Me and G, we sat down and we talked about it at great length for several months. This has been in the works. And it's just been on the table as to how we're going to present it in the format. And I was like, you know, I want to change the world. I don't want to just get on and just talk about random stuff and just interview people, because I could do that anywhere. I really want to get out and explore the world, the world's issues, and see if we can talk in a realm where we can change it. So it goes beyond, the radio, it goes beyond myself, it goes to a whole nother level when it comes to bridging the gap, if you will, in communication with people.
And here's another problem that I have, and this kind of goes hand in hand where I've been noticing is a lot of stuff, this scrutiny that goes on around this world. Paris, I didn't get to that, and that's my last P. That's my last P of the day. With Paris, and yes, we are aware. There's stuff, you know, some of them, you can't get mad at people for not knowing. Like, people, they kill me with that. Like, okay, so we didn't have social media. How we have found out about that news? Okay, yeah. I answer your own question. It's stupid because what I don't like is this whole thing of people trying to make you say, you know, people, this is why it annoys me, and you can tell I'm very frustrated about it. Like, people continue to, you know, when they try to be militant or try to say, you know, push this black card, they try to pull out a separation there. So if I support Paris, I'm supporting a slave owner. I'm supporting, and I love this because people do all this complaining, but your ass ain't fucking left America yet. If you want to fucking leave, you can leave. Like, honestly, people don't realize that. If they wanted to leave, they could have been left.
People say, well, you're supporting, you know, France. They have slave trade. But you also support businesses that you buy into every day that support slave trade. Nobody has an issue with it. So you can't take one for the other. Now, I got into a very big debate on three different boards at the same time about the profile pic. People were saying, oh, well, you know, you put up Francis colors, I'm supporting them, but when the people in Africa were killed, you haven't said anything about that. You support everybody but your own. Why are y'all supporting France? Why are you putting up these profile pics? And here's my stance on it all. One, putting up a profile pic is a passive act of support, quote unquote. And I say quote unquote because it's really not showing your support. In my opinion, showing your true support is going to the Red Cross, donating items for them to go and help the people that have been devastated. Because devastation comes in many forms, in many places, and it could be in your backyard. Now, you have places like Chicago, who's called, like, they coined it, unfortunately, Chirac. Because of the killing and because of gang violence, et cetera. And they say, well, why are we doing anything about this? I agree something needs to be done about this. When you think about a domestic issue, yes, we do need to do something about the innocent being killed in our own country. But in no way should we not come to the aid of our neighbor, no matter how far apart our foreign policy has been with France, which it hasn't been that good in the past few years. We've really, you know, been separated from France for, you know, a few years now. But still, these are people. People that need help, people that don't know what to do, people that were terrorized. And I feel this way for every single issue or every single catastrophe that happens in the world, whether it's a tsunami, whether it's an earthquake, whether it is a flood, whether it's a tornado or a hurricane, whatever it is. If a person is devastated by it and they end up being destitute, it is our duty as human beings to help them. All this other propaganda that is being displayed into social media makes absolutely no sense. We need to
I'm about to drop a big bomb, and I didn't mean to use this term. I didn't mean to use that term insensitively. But I'm going to drop a big bomb on this whole entire thing. Like, everyone wants to keep starting the Black Lives Matter type of notion with everything. But, and I know people don't like to hear this, and I know I might be, you know, saying what some other people say, but I get tired of this. Like, when are Black lives don't matter, Black people? Like, I see everyone with all this. And just like the other day with the Panda Bear Pie thing, then people are talking about, when are we going to start supporting Black local Black-owned businesses? I'm like, when I see the people I see share this, I got plenty of stuff, man. I got plenty of people I know that's Black, that have Black-owned businesses that are very reputable, but y'all not going to support them. It just looks good to get a couple of likes on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Some of these people are not going to support these Black businesses. You know, they put out. And that's what I hate sometimes with social media. Some people just do stuff just for likes, and they don't really be about what they say they're about. Like, if you want to support Black business, go right ahead. We want you to. But you're not doing it. Y'all just doing it for likes.
Right.
I just say you're going to do it, and tell people to do it, you're not going to do it. Right. It's same with Black Lives Matter. It really, really kills me with this. When every time I see people who want to keep always pushing, making everything a conspiracy and all this, Have we ever sat back and said to ourselves, okay, these some of these same people, when they homeboy or homegirl kill somebody or do something really dirty by somebody and they got to go to jail, they be the same people that be on Facebook and all that talking about free what you call it. So we want to free him.
Free poking for killing three people and selling dope outside my house, and everybody around me is a heroin addict, and he locked up, so I'm going to put a T-shirt on and I'm going to say free him. No, I don't agree with that. No, I don't go with that at all.
Yeah, like, I mean, seriously, we gotta take accountability. We can't keep saying, we can't keep pointing a finger at other people when we got three fingers pointing right back at us.
Right.
Every time, like, it's craziness, man.
With Black Lives Matter, Black Lives do matter. They definitely matter because I can't say that they don't because I'm a black woman. I have black children. Yes, they matter. But in all lives matter.
And I understand the notion of why they're doing it. Like,
matters.
I understand the notion of why they're doing it. I mean, because I practice all the stuff I preach. You know, I support black business every chance I can get. You know, if it's a product I need and it's a reputable black business that I'm aware of that provide a service or a product, I just support them. There's no if ands or buts.
But
anybody
will
do that. But you see me doing that, and I'm still getting on people about, you know, hold yourself accountable. Because I do. I hold myself accountable, but
right.
I can't speak for everybody else.
Just because you're a black business, don't expect black people to shop with you. You have to have a product that is sound. You have to have a product that is something that the consumer is going to need and something that is competitive that to the other product similar to the one that you're selling. You can't just expect just to get people's dollars just because you're in the same ethnic group. It doesn't work that way in the world of business. And you have to think, when you have a business, I don't care if your business is only in a city, you have to think on a global thinking in order for your business to be successful and your business to thrive.
And on top of that, here's the other problem with this. Whole entire, like you said, I'm back you up on it. Like, yeah, like, I get so sick and tired of people putting out crappy ass shit and want us to support it. Like, this is one person, and I told him because I laughed because I'm like, are you fucking serious? And it messed up stuff for good black business because of the same fear. Like, for instance, okay, there's this one graphic designer in my city, and if you're listening, I've told you about this, like, you got to step it up. I want people to be the best. If they really serious about something, other than be at their best. But if you don't take yourself serious, you can't ask other people to do. I ask this dude.
Exactly.
You know, because I know right away, when you are great, when you are an experienced and professional, key thing is experienced and professional graphic designer, you can tell right away what people did. If they use a template, where they got it from, all this, what program they use, without them even telling you. I asked the dude what he used. I said, oh, do you use Photoshop? Do you use Illustrator? What do you use? You know, he told me he used some new program. I'm like, okay. I said, oh, and so I called him out on it. I was like, oh, you using that postinmywall.com. So, oh, okay. It was just crappy, like, seriously, like, you are asking people to pay for this product, and you wonder why they're not paying for it. Like, that's if your stuff not up to par, don't hit me up. Like, don't even try it. And it pisses me off because I try to give them advice. You know, if you want people to invest in you, like, people don't get this point. When they say, if you want people to invest in you, you got to invest in yourself. That's not people just trying to make you blow your money. They being dead serious and giving you good nuggets. I pay for the best programs to use to make sure my stuff is going to be on point every time. So I expect the same for other people. Don't just half do stuff or have, you know, try so hard to cut corners. Because that was part of my debate I had with someone last night about supporting black business. He said they're always trying to get over on people. And I understand what she mean on that. But not everybody does that. That's a problem you got to stop doing. Not every black business does that. There's plenty of white businesses that do that too. I can name some business owners that I know personally that put some extra shicey stuff, but it's not because it don't fit into the black business don't really don't and about is no the people don't call it out.
Right.
So it's ridiculous.
Right. And then if but, you do call it out, then you're just a shame to the world. Like, no, this is just a bunch of crap. No.
But that being said, I want to definitely take the time out to thank you for coming to the show. It was definitely a pleasure having you. And
anytime.
I'm definitely playing a commercial. I'm mad I didn't play it. Man, sometimes, actually, you know, the conversation has to keep going on. I could have been playing the song. But sometimes you got to let the conversation just go. So,
right.
Yes, I will be playing the song. I don't know. I want to play a song because I want to play it during the middle of a show so people can listen. So on Wednesday we'll be dropping Gervais. We got some music by Gervais. We'll be playing on Wednesday. So yes, we're gonna do. And we got a special guest on Wednesday. I'll be interviewing model and actress Mina Alexis. She actually had a show on here at one point in time. She was a guest sitting for a show on here for a little bit. And big ups to her for doing that. She was pretty cool, man. And it wasn't her fault. The main person who on the show who run the show messed it up for her. So it was on her. It was on them, not on her. So shout out to you. We'll be talking to her on Wednesday, some stuff she's got coming up. Expose, y'all be ready to tune in on. It's the 29th, correct?
On the 28th, November the 28th at 5 p.m. Eastern.
28th.
November the 28th. It's on a Saturday. I'm 5:00, so everybody be done with the mall, shopping. They'll be at home chilling right before they get ready to go out or get ready for church the next day or whatever you're going to do. It's that midtime, that chill time, where you can actually listen to some good commentary. I want everybody to check me out on Big Time Network Radio with the Shine Brothers and various shows that we do. Expose is going to explode. Our number is 215-383-5830, and it's also a blog talk show, so everybody can tune in, all the listeners. We want everybody to come and hang out with us and see what we have to offer.
Okay, hold on. I see we got a few calls. We better go through these calls real quick. And I said, that person's on for 6 minutes. I'm sorry for that. I'm calling from the 804. Who we got?
You really left me on hold this long, for real? Do I do that shit to you?
Oh, my God. I was so sad. No, see, I ran away from my computer. I was ready to switch with my phone. So, yeah, it's you can effectively do it, but it is too much. It is too much to flip back and forth. I'm like, let me back over and shut the phone off.
At least when I leave you on hold, I got mail on the line telling you, speaking to you. If you just leave me on hold, it was nothing.
I know, man. That's why the Tuesday shows. That was a great thing about that because I was actually able to just be on the line and
yeah.
I had to really do that. I was just running line. So, oh man, yeah, it's crazy. Being an octopus. But what's up, bro?
First of all, I need you to extend your show a couple minutes because I got something I got to say real quick.
That bridge already caught me, but keep going because we'll talk. Let's go.
I was calling about your comment that you said. By the way, hey Queen, how you doing?
Finally, you have.
I was mad because, you know, I was put on hold. I ain't never on this. I mean, not usually on this side of the phone, so I was tripping for that.
Yo. Hey,
I had to say something about this. Now, black-owned businesses. Every person on this phone right now is a black-owned business. Do each of us feel that everybody supports us? That's a good. Y'all always complaining about supporting black-owned businesses. Support. Why can't you support your local black-owned business or people you know? It's a damn shame when your own family don't have your back or your friends don't have your back. You know, that's the one thing I can say. This is, you know. You know, one thing I can say is beyond everything, Steady now, we friends. Steady now, my boy. I have purchased every single magazine that Steady has put out. Whether one of my models has been in on that. Every single one.
Yep.
Every single one. And
here's, you know what that is, too? Like, I want to remind people because people might not, you know, they might even frustrated to notice. I would be helping him launch a magazine under my umbrella that would eventually be completely become his magazine because of his support. That's how you do it.
That's exactly. What support is. Support is, I heard Queen called our show, my Tuesday show one day, and was talking on my Tuesday show, and I heard something in her that was like, shit, I need to get her with us.
Get her with us.
You know? And I've supported everything she do, even for her show that she used to be on. I would listen to that. You know, I try my best to listen to every single thing. Steady calls our show all the time. Queen calls our show all the time. That is support. Why is it that only certain people can support each other? Why can't we all support each other? Why is there a problem because we like Patti LaBelle's pie? Y'all making Patti rich. So? Give a fuck.
The pattern
was already rich. You ain't getting no money from it. Okay. I got a pie, though. That was good. I mean, that's
what nobody said that would be with the, was buying those Red Lobster cheddar biscuits. Would nobody hating on that?
Exactly. Exactly. That's it. When people went out and bought, Cabbage Patch Dolls. Ain't nobody getting mad at everybody going out and buy cabbage. That might be a little before your time, Sadie. My bad.
you're right in my wheelhouse because I had a my buddy at one point in time. So no, you right there.
People went out and did that. Ain't nobody tripped. Yes, me, I'm guilty of it. Sadie's guilty of it. We took this and we ran with it because it was entertaining. That's what we do. We entertain people.
That it
made, what you made, about 4 videos?
I made about 5. You know what, bro? It wasn't as much, it was entertaining. I like the fact that I was able to use my entertainment as a way to support Patti.
Exactly.
That's how I looked at it. I wanted to support a black business.
And why people hate
so
that?
So I used my talent.
We're using something that we are getting. We were using a platform. And we're using it the way we want to use it, because, you know, I don't know about you, we invested in ourselves. That's another thing you said I wanted to comment on. We invested in ourselves to become where we are. Neither one of us are done. But we are building something, and we invested in ourselves. So, yes, it's okay to use that fame or whatever to promote what we want. Hence, I thought... and I'm going to say this real quick, and I'm going to go. A couple months ago, like I said, on Time to Time, I was approached by Melissa Holmes. She said something to me and about her story. And anybody that follows us knows that Time to Shine is not the avenue for this. You know, we're not that serious. This was a serious thing, and I did not want anything to get between her story and, you know, what it is. And I didn't want our humor or our craziness to overshadow that. So I couldn't help her at that moment. I couldn't. I wanted to. I mean, and it stayed on my mind for months. So when the opportunity came up, and me and Queen discussed the show, she was the first thing that came to my mind. She was the first thing that came to my mind. So I made sure that she was going to be the first thing that we did. Sadie said something to me a couple of months ago. I don't know if this is a secret. I can't remember what it is. I'm sorry. Sadie said something to me a couple of months ago about him wanting to start a magazine for, I don't know if it was disabled, but, you know, to kind of showcase the disabled, you know. Something of that nature.
I mentioned it on the show too, so you fine.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't want to be the one blowing that. But when you said that, I thought that is an incredible idea. That is this man using his platform to do good. That's what we all need to do. Whenever we get a chance, that's what we all need to do.
And Greg, you know what? You just hit it right on the doorknob of exactly why. What makes you support a black business? What are you? Are you looking out for black people? Like, what are you? How are you doing it? Like, that's why I don't buy Jordan and stuff. I refuse to do it. Not for to spend all that money and somebody who doesn't give a rat's ass about me.
Wait, did you say you don't buy what?
Jordans. Not me. I
ain't gonna lie, dog. I think you said you don't. That's why I don't buy drugs. I'm like, damn, that's why you don't buy drugs?
Nah, I'm buying Jordans over there. Nah. I still buy my drugs, man. I buy my lean. I buy my. What's the kids doing? Xanax. I buy my recipe. Let's see. Loud Pats. What's the kids I'm doing?
I Texas. I
was like, God, you just gonna say that on air? But yeah.
I mean, like, Charlie Sheen admitted that he was HIV positive today.
Yeah, you see
that? Yeah,
that was. Women in Hollywood shaking in their boots right now. There's some women in Hollywood shaking in because they know they let him go in there raw. So that they, there's some women in Hollywood just mad. But you can look at him and see. I mean, he ain't got the Magic Johnson HIV. That's a different strand. That's the only strand to make you get bigger. You can tell by the way he looked that this dude was losing it. I thought he was sick anyway. But anyway, that was my point. I just wanted to say, you know, black-owned businesses, people need to support them. People need to support, you know, I'm not saying support. I'm not saying just support black-owned businesses. Support everybody.
Support some black ones, too.
Yeah, if you got a chance to support a minority, a black-owned business, do it. It gives us a chance to go forward. And you see, when you support the right ones, like a Seti J, like a G Money, like a Queenside Bottle, they will flip it. And they will support someone else. It's like, I mean, it's when you find the right one to support, you will support a lot more because they will support someone else. And I've said this many times, and I'm going to say it one more time before I go. I owe a lot of what I am to the support I got from Seti. Everybody knows Seti gave me my first magazine feature. He gave me my first magazine cover. He gave me my first radio interview. He interviewed some of my models the first time. And when he interviewed Chuck Charles left the interview and said, "Let's do a radio show." So Seti is the reason that we have this radio network. So I will say this until they lay me down. I owe a lot of what I am to Seti. For the support he's given me, and I do appreciate that. And because of that, I do it over. You know, the one thing I do, I see what Seti did to me, and I try to do that for other people. And that's what we need in this industry.
Yes.
So, right. Thank you, man. Thank you. I really mean that. Thank you.
And, bro, the reason why I support people like you and definitely empower y'all, because I remember when I got into this one. Dude, it was so many people just saying, like, that they didn't really want to help me. I had a pushed through. There were some people who had me. Big ups to the DJ Smell So Good and Goofy Bones, you know, the world that allowed me to come, you know, act a fool on their radio shows and whatnot. In the midst of me starting my own. Like, that's what it's all about, man. Without the support of other people, it's not going to happen. And some people that, it's a lot of people that turned me down, and I didn't do anything wrong by them. They just want to be a jackass. So a lot of people that turned me down, and now you're not doing what you're doing no more. I wish an ill got a bond on. But next time, before you diss somebody that has good intentions, think before you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm right there at that.
Because I ain't got no problem stepping over your ass. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't got no problem stepping over your ass to go to the next step. None whatsoever.
I will step over you, and if you on fire, I might throw, you know, a cup of water, your way.
Nah,
and while you're on the
out.
Way. Nah, I can put a mile out of the way because I'm going to take my patty pie and put it over them for a little bit, Vicky. I'm keeping my pie with me.
I'll put your ass out because I want you to see what the hell I'm doing. That's what I want. I want to see what the hell I'm doing. I'll put you out. I might let you burn a little bit. I might give you 2 second degree burns. I might not put you out.
No, they got to keep my pie at least first. What's the keep my pie out? I'll put them out.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave you warm enough that I can heat up the pie on your style, some shit. But I'm gonna put you out.
Oh man, but y'all been giving us a great show. I appreciate y'all, man. Definitely, I really was in limbo when doing the show today. Y'all made the show worthwhile to do. I appreciate it. People, y'all miss any part of the show? Y'all know I can check them out. Go to Life at Dust. Find Life at Dust Live on Dust Ride Radio Network by going to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's CEDDYJ. It's also on iTunes, Dust Ride Radio Network, Stitcher Radio App, Dust Ride Radio Network, TuneIn Radio App, Dust Ride Radio Network. Like, there's no way you can miss us. And in DustRide.com. So, there you go. That being said, again, Queen, I appreciate you. Greg, it's always great having you call in and show some love.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys because without y'all, man, like, this show wouldn't be where it is now. And I appreciate the support. Even the people who don't quite come out, they're ghosts and they support. They just don't necessarily make their names known. I appreciate you guys too because. Yeah, sometimes the best support is the people. Sometimes you might not even know they're supporting you. It's great knowing that people are still doing that, even in the shadows. So thank you, too. All right, so we out, people. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune in to the episode of Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Setty J. We out. Man, make sure you're getting them patty pies. Yeah.
Patty, patty, patty.